After deconstruction, or the demythologizing of the Christian story, many of us spiritually minded people find ourselves alienated, not just from other traditions, but from our own. And even if we do feel freed from a harmful conception of God, she can still seem pretty far away. But when looked at from a different vantage point, the living portrait of Christ reveals an unspoken closeness that can't be measured. What really is at the bottom of the glass of our soul? Or is there a bottom at all? Becoming all light invites us to realize that we're not just observers of a divine spectacle, but active participants in a cosmic dance, where every moment is an opportunity for awakening to our true, luminous nature. This realization is not an endpoint, but a beginning, marking our entry into a life of boundless freedom, creativity, and compassion, embodying the light of awareness that illuminates all. Because it isn't enough to just be illumined. We must become all light. Hey guys, Jory here. I just wanted to first off say thank you to everyone who has supported Methods of Contemplation over the years. Back from 2018, when I started it as a way to explore the depth of my own spiritual path and to connect with others, to now. And it's done exactly that, and I couldn't ask for anything more. You guys have been so supportive on Insight Timer with the meditations, on here, on social media, and I'm just really thankful to have met all of you, at least virtually, and some of you in person. And all the things that I've learned over the years, sitting with teachers and reading sacred texts and talking to other souls on the journey, I've decided to put into a collection of teachings called Becoming All Light, the Non-Dual Heart of Christianity. It's available now on Amazon in both Kindle version and paperback, as well as Barnes & Noble, and an audiobook version on Audible as well. This will probably be my last recording on here or Insight Timer for a while, or maybe ever, I'm not sure. I'm going to pivot to providing some translations of texts that I find really valuable and impactful, updating them to more modern languaging that's easier to understand. That's going to be my main focus. And I'll also still be doing one-on-one spiritual direction, both virtual and asynchronous, with folks who are interested in the non-dual tradition of Christianity, as well as Advaita Vedanta. So if that's something you're interested in, please reach out to me via email, jory@methodsofcontemplation.com. All right, thanks y'all.